The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Listening to your body. See what posture makes sense for tonight. Not the posture you'd like to have, but the posture that seems workable for you tonight. Remembering, of course, that the body, the sensations you feel now in the body, they're probably not going to feel perfectly pleasant. And that's okay. That's actually how it is. So do the best you can and let the body settle into a relative stillness. And it can be helpful to take a few minutes and just do some easy, deep breathing, where you're taking your time to slowly fill the lungs and taking your time to slowly empty the lungs in a relaxed way. As if you have all the time in the world to breathe in and to breathe out, filling and emptying the lungs, just as a way to more fully open to the experience of the body sitting. As if each of these longer, deeper breaths is an act of kindness, reminding the body that it's okay to relax, it's okay to release unnecessary tension. See if there's a way for the next or the last one or two long and deeper breaths, see if there's a way to find some basic pleasure in breathing in a slow and deep way, and breathing out in a slow and deep way. And eventually we'll let the breath continue on its own, knowing that the body knows how to breathe, so we can trust the body to do the breathing. No matter how that is, it might be rough, or it might be deep, or it might be shallow, but we just trust the body to breathe now, feeling the sensations of the whole body and aware of the movement of the breath in the body. We're going to begin tonight with a simple body scan meditation that you can do whenever it feels useful. So we begin by bringing the attention right to the very top of the head, tuning in to any sensations here. For example, feeling the weight of the hair just as it is. Feel the scalp. And just simply opening, feeling the air touching the ears or feeling any sensations along the sides of the head. Feeling the back of the head. And feeling the sensations in the forehead, in the brow, temples, in this very simple and kind opening to the face, feel the air touching the skin of the face, letting things be here in the face. Any sensations in and around the eyes, and letting the eyes be, the nose, and feeling the teeth and the gums, and the jaw, and the entire mouth, and lips, and tongue. Relating to the head and face in a kind, clear way, letting the sensations here be. Simply opening, receiving the different sensations in the throat and neck and tops of the shoulders and shoulder joints. So we're taking a few seconds and simply being interested and receiving all the different sensations here, shoulders, throat and neck. Very simple, clear, and kind presence. Feeling both arms, the bend of the elbows, the sleeves against the skin, noticing any place of contact or pressure. Feeling the sensations in the hands and fingers, back of the hands. Again, a simple and kind presence here in both arms and hands, letting things be. Opening present now to the entire trunk, the front side and the back side. Feel the structure of the rib cage and all the internal organs here in the upper trunk, shoulder blades, breastbone, right down to the solar plexus, the diaphragm. And feeling all the abdominal organs and the muscles of the abdomen, the kidneys, the lower back. Feel the structure of the pelvis here. The entire spine. And begin to open now from the floor of the pelvis, the hip sockets down both legs, tuning in to both thighs just as they are, and the bend of the knees, and the shins and calves. Down through the ankles to the heels, and then the bottoms of the feet, toes, and the sides and tops of the feet. And now the whole body. So it's more about noticing that the heart is already sensitive, already knowing the sensations of the body. So it's more about resting in a clear way, resting in the experience of the body. The attention is alert and relaxed, interested and trusting. And we're cultivating this whole body awareness, and we can use the breathing, the rhythm of breathing, as a support for the continuity of awareness of the body. Breathing in, knowing the sensations of the body just as they are. Breathing out, allowing the sensations of the body to be. And to shorten that, you could just, if you need the support of this label, this phrase, breathing in, knowing the body. Breathing out, allowing the body to be. Or just the word knowing and allowing with the exhalation. Cultivating a simple, alert, kind awareness of the whole body with the breath coming in and with each breath going out. And be willing to begin again and again. Recognizing distraction is part of the practice. It's not a problem. So when you find the mind thinking about this or that, or reacting in some way, struggling in some way, then the practice is to clearly acknowledge the distraction. Oh, this is being known. This reactivity, this reactive pattern is being known. It's like this now. Can this be okay that the mind is judging, or the mind is spinning with doubt? Oh, I'm no good at this. Oh, this is doubt being known. It's just doubt. It feels like this. Or can this be okay? So you don't need to use words like that in your mind, but you can if it stabilizes what's happening, makes the mind, helps the mind be clear that it's just this being known, then use the language. But ultimately, you can do this in silence. And then let the attention return, feel the body sitting, and settle back into the simple rhythm while breathing in, sensitive to the whole body just as it is, knowing the body, while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body and allowing it to be. So let's continue for a while in silence. relaxed and alert. Be interested, if you can, in the continuity of mindful awareness. We're learning to remember, to recognize that it's like this now. And you can use the natural rhythm of the breathing process and more generally the sensations of the body sitting. Breathing in, knowing, sensitive to the whole body, and while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body, just allowing the sensations of the body to be. Noticing the calming effect of this whole body awareness, the continuity of this whole body awareness. And when you notice that the mind is distracted, no need to be frustrated. Just acknowledge, oh, this is being known now. Thinking mind is being known. Or worrying is being known. It's just this. And if there's a charge to the distractedness, oh, it feels like this. It's unpleasant like this now. just acknowledging what's being known. And then eventually, when it feels right, bring the attention back to the experience of the body sitting, opening to the sensations, and notice while breathing in, oh, the body's like this. While breathing out, oh, allowing the body to be. The most important thing is a willingness to begin again. Each time you begin again, the mind learns a little bit about being present and about sustaining this present moment awareness. Learning from your success and learning from your so-called mistakes. And now for the last few minutes, we'll practice a slightly different approach to mindfulness practice, so you can allow your eyes to open if they've been closed. Although we're not looking around, just in a relaxed way, gazing down toward the floor in front of you. Body, of course, is relaxed. So now we're not directing the attention anywhere. We're not returning the attention to the breath or to the body. Instead, you could call this an open awareness practice. The attention naturally notices whatever is predominant in the moment. So in a relaxed way, just recognizing what's predominant or what the mind is knowing. For example, the mind or the attention might be knowing some predominant unpleasant sensation in the body, like the back hurting. So noticing the sensations, this is being known, throbbing is being known, aching is being known. Or there might be some self-consciousness. Well, that mind state of self-consciousness is being known. This is what's being known, it's like this now. So just take maybe two minutes and just experiment tracking present moment awareness, whatever it is that's predominant. See if you can notice what the mind is knowing. You don't need to control, just observe what the mind knows. Leaving things alone.